first thing that you're going to do, whether they're great or crappy or somewhere in the middle, you're going to do that. That's a morning routine. So it can shift and adjust over time as your goals and as your life changes and shifts over time, but it always has to be there.
Welcome to the show, Get in the Mode podcast. For the benefit of our listeners, I'd love to have you introduce yourself. Tell us who you are.
David, thanks for having me, brother. My name is John Lee Dumas. Grew up in a small town in Maine. Went to college on an Army scholarship. Spent 8 years as an officer in the U.S. Army. Did a 13-month tour of duty in Iraq. Tried for 6 years to find my thing after the Army. Law school, corporate finance, commercial real estate. Nothing worked. So 10 and a half years ago, I launched the first daily podcast interviewing the world's most successful entrepreneurs called Entrepreneurs on Fire. We're over 4,000 episodes, 150 million listens, and we're still going strong.
That's awesome. I've listened to a few of your episodes. You're a great interviewer. Excited to learn more about what you've learned interviewing all these entrepreneurs. So maybe we'll start with this, right? So since you introduced more 1,000 plus entrepreneurs, I'm curious what, in your opinion, is an entrepreneur? How would you define it?
An entrepreneur is somebody who identifies a problem in this world and solves it.
Awesome. Is there a creative aspect to it is my question. That's been my quest. So what's the creative aspect to entrepreneurship?
So what I would say to the first part of your question is it's a real problem that actually exists. Not like a nice to have or it'd be good if this was better. No, it's a real pain point, a real obstacle, a real challenge for a real human being. Entrepreneurs come in, create a great solution for it. In fact, typically the successful entrepreneurs create the best solution for that real problem, and that's an entrepreneur.
And my second part to that question about creativity in an entrepreneur, what would that be?
Can you further ask that question in a way?
Yeah. You know, I'm curious if when they're solving problems, like a problem has multiple solutions, how can one arrive at the best possible solution? And can anybody be an entrepreneur? Is it just about solving problems? We all solve problems in our everyday life. What's uniquely separating them?
We all solve our own problems in our everyday life, but entrepreneurs solve real problems for other people. In our everyday life, that's what an entrepreneur is doing.
When I went to your book, you've written a lot of books. I was fascinated with the Mastery Journal. You have this morning routine there. Number one, let's talk about morning routine. What's the benefit and why? Why even have one?
There's a great book called The Slight Edge by Jeff Olson, and he talks so eloquently about the benefits of just doing the small things right every single day and how those small things may seem insignificant in the moment, over time, they can have magnificent and amazing results. That's what a morning routine is. A morning routine is you identifying what's important to you on a daily basis. And how can you start to implement a morning routine that ensures the first thing or things that you do are those things so that no matter which way the day turns, no matter what problems or obstacles or challenges come up throughout the day that derail us all, you've already checked that block. You've already done your morning routine. You've already done your exercise, your breathing, your red light therapy, your cold plunge, your stretching, your walk, whatever those things are that are important to you, you're constructing that to do that first thing before you do anything else. And that will mean that you will accomplish that morning routine every single day because nothing is in your way. You open your eyes before anything else happens, you knock that morning routine out. And over time, it may seem insignificant that you're doing 15 minutes of stretching every morning or 5 minutes of red light therapy every morning or getting outside as the sun's rising to go on a 10-minute walk every morning. Over time, that will have amazing, magnificent results for you getting closer to your goals, whether that be health, wellness, writing a book. Maybe that morning routine when you're writing a book is you will write 3 pages before your morning coffee. And that's the first thing that you're going to do, whether they're great or crappy or somewhere in the middle, you're going to do that. That's a morning routine. So it can shift and adjust over time as your goals and as your life changes and shifts over time, but it always has to be there.
You've interviewed entrepreneurs. Is there any common routines most entrepreneurs follow?
Yeah, I'm curious. It's usually when it comes to health and wellness is what I really find successful entrepreneurs do, because our life can just, again, get derailed very easily. So if you have a workout scheduled later in the day, or this idea you're going to do X, Y, or Z for your health, for your wellness later in the day, a lot of things can make that not happen. And when too many of those days in a row string together, you can look down one day and say, wow, I am really unhealthy. I am really out of shape. So I see a lot of successful entrepreneurs say, I'm going to make sure that my health and my wellness are taken care of. So the first thing before any other things take place, I'm going to check that block. So I have a very structured routine when I wake up. Nothing can get in the way of me getting my exercise.
Let's hear about your routine.
Wake up in the morning. I walk down to my gym. Actually, I first walk into this office that we're in right now, and I take 2 8-ounce glasses of water and I consume them. And one of those 8-ounce glasses, I'm putting something called a Relight, which is like an electrolyte mix. And the other one, I'm putting a vitamin C mix. And I'm drinking both glasses of water. And that's 16 ounces of water that I'm immediately consuming right when I wake up in the morning to rehydrate myself. Then I'm going down to that gym. I'm doing 15 minutes of yoga stretching. I'm doing 10 minutes of red light therapy. I'm hanging from a bar to stretch out my arms and my shoulders. I'm doing a back bridge for 2 minutes, which is really stretching my back out and getting some nice movement in there. Then I'm doing 20 minutes on the Peloton bike to get a nice cardio sweat in the morning. And then I go to my cold plunge and I'm in there for 5 minutes at 42 degrees. And then I come up and I shower, brush my teeth, do those things before I then go downstairs and pour my first cup of mushroom coffee called Four Sigmatic. That is a morning routine that I knock out 7 days a week.
That's awesome. So it's like maybe an hour of that?
I'd say it's about 90 minutes.
90 minutes? Okay. So what does red light therapy help with?
It helps with a lot of your mitochondria cellular function. It's one of those more on the biohacking side of things where there's not like a ton of research, but the research that has come back is it's good. It's essentially you just standing in front of red lights, and it's just proven in some studies in the biohacking community to have a lot of good results for your cellular function at the mitochondria level. You know, I'm not really educated that deeply in that area, but I have a functional medicine doctor that I've been using for 8 years, and I just love all of his content. So when he says something, I listen and I try to implement it into my morning routine.
In terms of others finding their routine, what does that look like? I know Seth,
it's going to be what's most important to you. Like, what is most important to you at this time in your life? If you have kids, that's going to be different. If you're in debt, that's going to be different. If you're building a business, if you're writing a book. So, you know, really identifying what is most important to you right now. What is going to move the needle most? For me right now, my business moves at a very comfortable, smooth place. My team's in place. So there's no real struggle there. So for me, I'm very aware that the healthy person wants 1,000 things and that the unhealthy person wants 1 thing, and that's to be healthy. So I want my health to be at the highest level. That's where I'm at in life. It hasn't always been that way. And it's been to my detriment because I've not been as healthy in the past as I wish I was or as I am now. There's a lot of different stages in life. I'm about to have my first son on November 11th of this year.
Congrats. Going to be a big change.
It's going to be a big change. And we'll see what happens then. You know, luckily I've got a great wife and partner who we're going to work together to make sure that we're still doing what we need to do to live our best lives, and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, in terms of the Mastery Journal, I'm curious, one thing that stood out to me was the morning routine. What are other aspects to mastery that you people can buy?
The thing about the Mastery Journal is you are mastering productivity, you're mastering discipline, and you're mastering focus. Those are 3 ingredients that successful entrepreneurs have. Productivity, that means you are producing the right content. Not that you're busy all day flapping around trying to do this and that. It's that you are producing the right content for you and for your business and for your audience, for your customers, your clients. And then discipline. Discipline means that you have a plan of action and you are a disciple to following that plan. Like, for instance, we have two more minutes to talk on this call because I have a plan that I'm executing today that is back to back. So I have no flexibility, which can be a bad thing sometimes, but it means I get everything done that's on my schedule. So discipline, disciple to a plan of action, and then focus. Follow one course until success. People try to do too many things at one time. They do everything average or poorly. People don't want a lot of things done average or poor. They want one thing great. That's why I do the best daily podcast interviewing entrepreneurs in the world, because that's all I do. That's it.
In terms of eliminating unwanted stuff, what are some strategies one can undertake? Because on the focus,
you have to find out what's important to you, and you write down what's important to you, and then you write down everything else you're doing over the course of the day. Then you ask yourself, why am I doing those things? And you cross as many of them off as possible.
And what's something that you're excited in the next 3 years? Any projects?
Really, the evolution of my son coming. That's really where my head's at right now. You know, my business is in a good place. My relationships are in a good place. I love where I live. I'm just really excited for that part of my journey now.
Awesome. John, it's been a pleasure having you on our podcast. Really enjoyed the conversation.
Awesome, brother. It was great chat.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.